David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 183, dolloping from a plane on the way to Brussels. I am writing today's dollop on a plane heading to Brussels. In case you hadn't gathered that from the title. Just as you thought this week couldn't get any weirder, I've been chosen to be the person who hands over Article 50. No, obviously I'm just being hilarious there. We're actually playing a festival in Belgium this weekend. We've already had a few requests from some of the Belgian audience, but we won't be doing any of them, as we don't have to take orders from Brussels anymore, do we? And we'll be doing all our Hartlepool songs, just to piss them off even more. I've also written a song comprising words from Farage's speeches. Oh, it's going to be a right laugh. At the airport, an announcement came over the PA, telling us to have all large electronic items ready for inspection. She then gave a few examples of things that this applied to, including laptops, notebooks, tablets, mobile phones, but then, right at the end, she said, and kettles. Kettles? Why specifically kettles? How many people are coming to airports and bringing their kettles with them? And it didn't sound like she was just making a bit of a joke. The announcement was very serious sounding. And it was one of those automated voices, rather than a live announcement, meaning that someone had had to have written this list down and then given it to someone to read, knowing that it would be repeated throughout the airport time and time again. I'd have thought that when the person was writing the list for the voiceover lady, they might have written the word kettles and then thought, hang on, kettles? Is that really necessary? I mean, this voiceover woman is going to be paid by the word. Is kettles really necessary? Did they write down a list of loads of other domestic appliances, such as toasters, microwaves, blenders, bread makers, and then think, yeah, this list is going on a bit now, isn't it? By the time this announcement has finished, most of the people who've heard the start of it won't be in the airport by the time it's ended, that have got off the plane and arrived at their destination. I think I should probably whittle this list down a bit. Yeah, obviously I'm going to keep the kettle. I mean, that's important. I think the inclusion of the kettles on the list serves merely to add more confusion rather than clarity. I'll hazard a guess that the vast majority of people going through an airport will not be bringing a kettle with them. Have any of you who are listening to this... Hello, by the way. Hope you're enjoying this. Sorry if it's a bit rubbish, if it's a bit lacklustre. I'm finding it hard to concentrate and writing this because I've got Michael and Sean chuntering in my ears. But have any of you listening to this brought a kettle through an airport? And if so, why? Do you not trust foreign kettles? Are you a kettle xenophobe? But I would argue that all the mention of kettles does is to add unnecessary confusion. Because if there are people who are carrying toasters, microwaves, blenders or bread makers, for instance, surely they will now just assume that they are absolutely fine to keep those items in their luggage and not check them in for special inspection, thus causing extra hold-ups. Surely, by signalling out kettles above all other domestic appliances, they are tacitly intimating that kettles are the exception to the rule and that all other domestic appliances are fine. And what's the big worry with kettles? Not being a terrorist, just in case you were wondering, and not wanting to cause harm to other people, I've never really thought about the kind of evil that could be exacted with a kettle. I'd have assumed, though, that a toaster or a blender or a microwave could hold a similar potential as a weapon. If there are any terrorists listening to this, then feel free to leave a comment. Don't worry, there is an option to leave it anonymously. Maybe the airport staff knew that I was in the airport and made the kettle announcement as a sort of tribute to me, given that I've already written a few blogs about kettles in these dollops so far. Either way, it's nice to hear another blog about kettles, isn't it? It's been a while. Let's just hope, though, that there isn't any kettle-based terrorist activity that occurs in the next few days, otherwise I'm going to feel pretty bad about this dollop. If there are any terrorists listening to this, then please can you avoid any kettle-based atrocities. If you've enjoyed these dollops, then come on, it's the least you can do. Maybe use a toaster or a blender instead. That'll prove my point. I'll look better. People will say, he warned us. He did warn us. Thanks for listening.